This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Newell will be back on Wednesday. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you today. The day that the first Buc-ee's opens in this region of the country, and people have lost their collective minds, apparently, with huge crowds filing in all day long so far since the 6 a.m. open, and people texting me at 5 o'clock this morning telling me they were headed there and had even called in sick to work because they didn't want to miss the first day of Buc-ee's on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Bill Lavers is excited, I can tell you that. He's the executive director at Harrison County Development and is at Buc-ee's right now. Hey, Bill.
Hey, thank y'all for having me on.
How have things calmed down a little bit since that mad rush when they opened the doors at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I can actually see the tiles in front of me for about 6 feet complete chaos. So yeah, it's a great morning. They had a little scattered Mississippi shower right in the middle of all the speeches, so we had to retreat inside, and we've learned how to adjust on the fly over here a lot. So
what
good stuff.
What you obviously recognized that having a Buc-ee's would be very important to the Development Commission there in Harrison County. Y'all did a lot of lobbying, fighting, and working to make this happen. And we've seen it. I've stopped at Buc-ee's in a number of states across the South. And from 2 a.m., whether it's 2 a.m., 2 p.m., it doesn't matter what time it is, there's always huge crowds at the Buc-ee's. Do you know what it is that makes it such a draw and why it was so important to Harrison County to get this Buc-ee's located there?
Well, I was in Texas for 6.5 years, and I wasn't in a town big enough. I was in West Texas. I knew I couldn't get a Buc-ee's. So when I came here, I knew I had 7 exits along the interstate. So I started gently, calmly, they might call it harassment, trying to get them to come to one of our exits. They kept saying, no, leave us alone. And then they announced in Alabama. And I was like, man. So then 3 years later, Stan Beard, who's here today, called and said, hey, we need some relief from our Alabama store. We want to come visit with you. And I'm like, sweet. And
I went
to the Alabama store and bought fudge and beaver nuggets and had all those things. And he's like, nobody's ever done this before. And I'm like, hey, I know who you are. We love you. We need you. What can we do to help you? And that was 4.5 years ago. So it's taken us a long time. And we did do second time only in Mississippi where we did some legislation to keep the sales tax local to help pay for some of the infrastructure improvements. We had to build a thing called an overpass over an interstate with local money, and we did that as a collective effort so that it would be done faster than if we did it through the traditional DOT channels. So there's not just me, it's hundreds if not thousands of people have been involved in this, and today's just the beginning. I mean, there's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get us to this point, but it's it's been a great, great day. I'm got a beaver's walking out of the store. I'm going to say goodbye to him real quick.
Right.
Got you on the radio.
Right. Yeah, you hey, go sir. Ahead and tell the beaver. Goodbye.
Thank you again. Appreciate you.
It was a great opening.
I'm on the phone with the radio station in New Orleans. Do you want to say anything to him?
It's a great opening. Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
It's Beaver.
Hey, Beaver, that's simple enough. why Gulf Coast, Mississippi? Why Harrison County? And how are things going out there today?
You know, it's great. We have a great, great turnout. The weather didn't turn anybody off. Harrison County, Mississippi, we love it, the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You know, it's got Interstate 10 running through it, which is big. We have stores in Texas and in Alabama on Interstate 10, and have ones coming in Louisiana on I-10. So it just made total sense. A lot of vacationers, a lot of travels come down I-10 for the Gulf Coast. So I think it's going to be a good deal. Thank you.
What is it? Just before we let you run, what is it about Buc-ee's? What
there
is
you
the
go. You got an exclusive from the owner himself.
Oh, that so
Beaver.
Wow.
That was the owner, Beaver Applin from Texas.
Arch Applin
before
III.
He gets on his plane. Arch Applin III.
Wow. I wish I had known that was going to happen. I'd have prepared a better question for him. No, but
I didn't know it was going to happen. I caught him running out of the store to go back to Texas.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate that. What I wanted to ask him, and maybe you can give me some clue, and maybe you've talked to him about it, what is it? What is the formula that has made Buc-ee's such a draw and a phenomenon that people flock there like crazy, go out of their way on a vacation, go there just to go there as a destination? Is it the clean bathrooms, the fudge, the beaver nuggets, the...
I had the high school kids make a 5.5-foot-tall beaver nugget. He just signed it on his way out the door. Sorry.
That's okay.
Picture. It's a simple formula. So I heard this from Stan, his development director, back. You know, when he used to go on road trips, he'd go to a Gulf station or a marathon or an Esso, and you knew that when you saw those brands, you'd get a clean restroom, you get something to drink, you get back on the road. Well, in the early 90s, those big brands started farming out those local stations. They still sold that brand of gas, but it wasn't a brand owned store. So he took a gamble and said, it's pretty simple. Clean restrooms, good food, in off the road fast, and then I guess he made it enormous. I mean, the first one in Texas isn't what they are today, but now it's the size. It's 74,000 square feet. That's the size of before there were super Walmarts. It's the size of an old Walmart. That's how big these stores are, and they'll do $50 to $60 million a year in sales, and 200 employees. $18 to $20 an hour starting out, full benefits. So from an economic development standpoint, it's a huge opportunity for our community and for us. People are now going to stop in Mississippi. You know, we're the landmass between New Orleans and Mobile, according to from the Weather Channel. So now we're going to get a chance to expose people to Mississippi. Maybe they'll drive down the beach and see what we have to offer. And I can tell you, we started with this, and now between this exit and the next exit to the west towards New Orleans, I'm working on $1.5 billion worth of projects. And I give Buc-ee's credit. Now, all these other ones are not retail and, travel centers. These are high-paying jobs with manufacturing and other industries that are coming. Whether Buc-ee's had anything to do with it or not, I don't know, but I'm giving them credit for it, and it's going to be a paradigm shift for our western side of our county.
Well, Buc-ee's makes good calls. It seems everywhere they go seems to be the place to be.
Thank
and maybe
you.
The Buc-ee's blessing is something that is invaluable for economic development. And if Buc-ee's thinks you're worth it, I guess others think you're at least worth taking a look at. What is the price tag on this Buc-ee's? How much is it worth for you in economic development?
The original, what they said their investment was going to be was $60 million. It ended up being $80 million, and we'll probably turn $60 to $70 million a year in, sales tax and property tax and all the different things, gas sales. So I haven't done a impact study on it, but it's you know, we're just thankful that they picked us, and their team was incredible to work with, and we stepped up, and, you know, we had some bumps around, you know, with some of the neighbors and taking a bridge out for 14 months. But like I said, today's the beginning of a great adventure for, you know, we say Mississippi, but we'd love to have some New Orleans money come over here and end up in our cash registers, too.
Oh, I know people are okay, too. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, from Slidell to Covington to New Orleans to Metairie and Gretna, we've heard from people today who are going over there just to go to Buc-ee's because there aren't any within driving distance. And these are people who aren't even taking a road trip. They are taking a road trip to Buc-ee's just for the day.
Yep. Well, you know, before we passed lottery, we used to go to Slidell to buy our lottery tickets. They do not sell lottery tickets at Buc-ee's just because it's not a, you know, ideological thing. They just don't want extra lines. So they got enough lines as it is selling sandwiches and beaver nuggets. And there was one of my commissioner's aunts was in here, and she bought, I'm standing by this thing, she bought sugar-coated pecans, and she had, I think there were some nuts in those bags, but it was an awful lot of sugar that walked out of here with her. She said, I don't have to go to Texas now. I can just get it local. And she had her shopping cart full of her prized possessions from Buc-ee's. So I was at the dermatology office down the street in Pass Christian a couple of weeks ago, happened to mention what was about to happen. They were, oh, yeah, we're going to go there every day for lunch. And I've already told my family members that next 2 years they're getting nothing but Christmas presents from Buc-ee's. So there's some exuberance is probably an understatement. I said bombastic in my speech today, so people have to look that up. But it's an exciting day. This is the happiest place in Mississippi. And well, thank you all for taking the time to talk to me. And, you know, come on over anytime you want. We're open 24/7. Store will never close.
No, it doesn't. And they pay damn well, too. Even the entry-level positions, there are like $40,000 a year jobs.
It goes up $20 an hour starting out. That was one thing we were a little worried about was, you know, is there going to be a cannibalization of the local employees? But it really wasn't. They had over 5,000 people show up at their job fair. So, and then settled in, you know, just over 200. There was actually more than that, but I'm not allowed to say what the real number was. Here's the pit master. Here's the inner judge of Bunny. His name is Randy. I'm going to hand the phone to him.
Hey, Randy.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. You're live on WWL Radio. How you doing?
It's a great day to be in Mississippi. It's a great day to be in Buc-ee's.
How long does it take to get that brisket ready to put it on one of those sandwiches?
Our brisket takes about, before you even see it hit the board, it takes 14 to 16 hours of slow smoke. So we're talking a 24-hour process at the bare minimum.
Wow. All right. So a lot of love goes into that single brisket sandwich that we pick up at Buc-ee's. And really everything else, y'all have perfected kind of the menu, haven't you?
Well, you know, we are very blessed for the folks that come through the door each and every day. And we use that as an opportunity to focus on the details. And it's because it's the details that differentiate us at Buc-ee's and everybody else out, we believe. And so we focus on those details so that our guest gets that delicious brisket, whether it be a brisket sandwich, some delicious fudge, some jerky, or just coming in to get a clean bathroom experience. All of it is vital and very important to us.
Bill was telling us there was some concern if there were, you know, there weren't a lot of concerns, but one of the concerns was being able to find a labor force there in Harrison County, locally around where the Buc-ee's is located, without cannibalizing the rest of the workforce that was available to other employers. Have y'all been successful in finding a good, solid workforce to get you up and running?
I'm not here to brag about Mississippi, but boy, has Mississippi delivered some of the finest folks out there. Like, it's unbelievable. We don't ask you to have a degree. We don't ask you to come with a million years of experience. We ask you to, do you come in here as the first thing you're doing is coming in through with a smile? Then that's what we want. And we'll give you the tools for your toolbox to be able to be successful within our company, whether it be staying at that position, but also eventually you may want to be a team lead. You may want to be a trainer. You may want to be a manager. So we're going to give you those tools too, so that you can be as successful and go as high as you want within our company, because there's nothing better than promoting within.
There's the Pitmaster, folks. We're going to let you get back to tending to that brisket because we want it just right. Thanks for joining us here on WWL, and good luck there in Mississippi. We appreciate you joining us.
I just need one more thing. Are you ready?
Ready.
When I say fresh brisket on the board, you say?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
You say fresh brisket on the board. You just repeat it.
Oh,
man.
Well, that's pretty simple. All right. Now I know.
Yeah, look, we're going to try it one more time. Fresh brisket on the board.
Fresh brisket on the board.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a great day. Thanks for stopping Mobley and Bucky's.
All right. There we go, folks. Hey, who knew we were going to get the Pitmaster? Bill, how does this compare to opening a casino?
So there you go. Anything else I can do for y'all
today?
Yeah,
just last question. How does this compare to opening one of those big old casinos over there?
Just because of the kids, I mean, just standing here looking across the room, it's an entirely different audience. I mean, the average age of the people in here are their grandparents holding onto their wallets with their grandkids with them right now. Seven of them just walked by. So it's an entirely different market sector, I guess. And like you said, a lot of people, we're going to see a lot of out-of-state tags in the parking lot, which you see that at the casinos as well. But it just gives another family-oriented thing for people to do. Even if you come for the casinos, you're going to be coming for Bucky's. And I was in a meeting in Nashville a couple of years ago with site consultants, which economic development people go to those meetings because they advise their clients on where to put the next big facility. And one of the slides was, if you have a Bucky's, you'll get more visits. And I'm like, hey, I'm getting one. So, you know, I'm living proof that that happened, because we're working on $1.5 billion in the neighborhood, unrelated to, this is really more of a retail project, which is really not what we normally do. We're more focused on industrial, but, it's a great day in Mississippi, and anybody from Louisiana is welcome anytime they want.
Bill Lavers, Executive Director of Harrison County Development Commission. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL. Go eat the brisket and have those nuggets. Get some more fudge.
You guys owe me, because you have the exclusive with Beaver and the Pitmaster all in one interview.
You're the man.
You're going to get some Facebook hits for that one.
You're the man, Bill. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a great week.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bill Lavers there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast at the Bucky's. Do you get it? Are you going to go? Oh, there you go. See, Coleman knows it. I didn't know it. Coleman knows it. All right. Do you get it? Do you understand the Bucky's phenomenon? Are you going to go? Does it make sense to you? The numbers don't lie, I know, but I'm not sure why. I don't have to understand it. It is a thing. There's no doubt about it. All right, call me now, 504-260-1870. We can also talk about the controversy that is dominating national politics today. If you want to sound off on the President of the United States calling in the National Guard for crowd control at protests in California without the blessing of the California governor, we can talk about that as well. The LSU Tigers and anything else you want to discuss here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
One person texts in about LSU and Stephen Milam and how he's just been on fire and everyone calls him Monster Milam. He said, I think we should call him Rougarou. Yeah, well, that's not a bad one. Now it says, Dave, Buc-ee's is building another store in Lafayette, Louisiana on I-10, and one in Ruston, Louisiana on I-20. Yeah, we've been talking about that. Now it says, here are the negatives. You can't eat inside the store, so you have to eat outside, and there are no tables. So you're like a hobo. Then when you leave, it's a major traffic nightmare. Somebody else says the mall syndrome is alive and well and living at Buc-ee's. Somebody else just says clean bathrooms. Apparently that goes a long way with a lot of people, because when you ask people why they love Buc-ee's, that's usually the first thing they say. Another says, Buc-ee's, I'll tell you why, cleanest bathrooms on the interstate. And I travel a lot between New Orleans and Arizona. And another says, Buc-ee's phenomenon, classic FOMO, fear of missing out. Yeah, I guess everybody buzzes about Buc-ee's and they come back from these road trips with these Buc-ee's hats and Buc-ee's shirts and Buc-ee's underwear and Buc-ee's socks, and they talk about how great the brisket was, and other people just, I guess, want to know what it's all about. So I don't know that that's a bad thing. I've never been overwhelmed by it. If it's on my way and the other people I'm traveling with want to stop at Buc-ee's, I'll stop. I'm not making it destination, and maybe I just don't get it. I don't know. Chris, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What's up, Chris?
Hey, okay, so look, Buc-ee's, there's convenience stores, and then there's, I think Buc-ee's is in a new category, amusement store. Like, it's an amusement store. It's more than convenience. You know, like, gas stations, I only stop at gas stations if I need gas. Buc-ee's, I could have a full tank and I'm still going to stop. So,
why? You know, what is it that makes it an amusement store for you? Why is it such an experience that you love?
Well, you know why people go to Chick-fil-A so much? I don't think it's, the food's good, but it's more about the service that you receive. Buc-ee's just has that same thing elevated. Like, everybody's so, all the employees are so polite. They have a ton of energy, and the products are you know, pretty good products that they sell. So it's like, it's just all built in one. I mean, you can't, I hate to say it, but you can't get that at a Shell, not even a racetrack. I'm sorry to say, and I used to think racetracks, once they started putting them around here, around the area, that they were the best thing, you know, since whatever. But Buc-ee's is just different. It's just different, man. you know?
No, I get it. And it's a destination for folks. It's kind of like, yeah. I think back to the world's largest ball of twine. You know, people just want to stop it. You know, why you stop there? Well, because it's somewhere to stop and something to do. And, you know, people just want to take that selfie with the bronze beaver outside of Bucky's. And they want to go in and do all the Bucky's things. And it's something. I don't know. You ever been to Wall Drug in South Dakota?
No, I haven't.
Same kind of thing. That thing's huge. It's like a it's a square mile store, literally.
Wow, okay.
And it's a bunch of little stores within it. But I think you're onto something. It's an attraction. It's not just a store. It's not just clean bathrooms. It's not just a good brisket sandwich. It's not just, you know, all these, you know, beaver products.
Right.
It's the whole experience. And I think you're onto something, Chris, and I appreciate the call. Are you going to go to the new one over there in Mississippi?
Definitely. I probably don't need gas today, but I mean, what is it open tomorrow, I think?
Officially? No, it opened this morning at 6 a.m.
It opened today.
24/7 from now on.
Officially. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a gas run, even though my tank will be full. But by the time I get there, I'll probably need gas. So
you're on the West Bank, and you're going to drive over there to get gas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to get gas.
All right. Well, let me know how much the gas is over there. All right. See.
I will. All right.
All right. Thanks, Chris. 504-260-1870. Pierre, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. Are you going bonkers for Bucky's, Pierre?
No, I'm standing back and watching it, and I think it's an interesting show to watch. I did end up at the Alabama store, a couple of years ago. The problem was we couldn't get away. We couldn't get out of there. The traffic was so bad. There was lack of any control. It took us upwards of an hour after we left the store to get back on the highway. But, you know, that's one of the problems. They'll deal with it. I think it's really incredible, though, in listening to some of the people you interviewed, how government and business are jumping in and not only improving infrastructure around there, but it is attracting new business. And I think if people in the New Orleans area had any real skill in recognizing that, they would be doing something similar. But, you know, you mentioned FOMO. I think there's a tremendous element of FOMO in this. There are always these new places, these new contraptions almost, like Krispy Kreme. That had been the place to be. People were in line to go to Krispy Kreme. You spend hours waiting for a donut. But there are other businesses that have been hot in their time, Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, it's not an unmitigated success. I've mentioned this. There are small local businesses in the vicinity of Bucky's that are closing because Bucky's sucks all of the wind out of the area, kind of like Walmart has done with small local stores. So it's not entirely a success in that regard.
I guess the one difference, and I hesitate because I don't want to draw comparisons, but I will highlight the fact that where Bucky's goes, they do, because they pay so well. I mean, the guy who cleans the bathrooms at this Bucky's in Mississippi starts at $21 an hour. And the person who manages the car wash, just the car wash at Bucky's, starts at $125,000 a year. And I don't think anyone there makes less than $18 an hour. And so while that does threaten mom and pops, and while it does, as you heard Bill Lavers say, raise the concern about depleting the labor force available to other businesses, particularly locally owned businesses, they haven't seen that, at least not yet. And he's hopeful that it kind of raises all of the boats. You know, the tide raises all of the boats.
Yeah, I hope so. These Bucky's are going in relatively, I won't say rural, but low inhabited areas.
Yeah, because like their goal is to get travelers.
In Metairie or Gentilly.
No.
Right. And because of that, it's just a phenomenon. It's a one-of-a-kind thing in those areas. It's going to change things tremendously, and I hope that business and government figure it out.
Pierre, I appreciate the call. Are you going to, if you are traveling that way on I-10, headed towards, whether you're heading in Mississippi, headed to Alabama or Florida, will you stop at the new Buc-ee's?
Unlikely, very unlikely. I want to get out of there. I want my gas. I might get a drink, but then I want to not spend at least 30 to 45 minutes getting back onto the highway.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm at typically. When I'm on a road trip, I'm looking forward to getting where I'm going. I enjoy the scenery along the way. I enjoy the, you know, fun of riding in the car with friends and family. But I don't typically like to make 30, 45 minute or hour long stops that are going to keep me from getting where I'm going. That having been said, if people like it, if like the Chris who called a moment ago, he sees it as an amusement store, and he enjoys the experience from the time he pulls in to the time he gets back on the road. That's great, and if he enjoys it, great for him. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but obviously it's a lot of people's because these things are in demand and they're always packed. They figured out something that appeals to a large segment of our society.
Give Chris credit. Amusement store really, I think, hits the nail on the head.
Thank you, Pierre. I appreciate it. 504-260-1870. One person texts in, the chopped brisket sandwich will change your life. I've had it. It's a good sandwich. And I promise you, next time I go to Buc-ee's, whenever that is, I will get it again because it's a good sandwich. I don't know if it changed my life. Another person says, best thing they serve at Buc-ee's is the fajita beef breakfast burrito. I have not had that. I'll have to try it. Mac, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What you think?
Well, I'm kind of like you. You know, it doesn't change my life, and I would not add an extra 30 minutes to a trip just to go to Buc-ee's. But here's my comment. I think what they have done, and I'm old enough to remember on the interstates they had a chain called Stuckey's. If anybody remembers
that. Yeah, a few people have referenced Stuckey's today in the text messages.
And I think that's what they've done. They've taken Stuckey's, the whole plan that Stuckey's had, and put it on steroids. And Buc-ee's, it's Stuckey's on steroids as far as I'm concerned. It is an amusement destination, I guess. But, you know, I can't imagine the guy who called from the West Bank said he'd drive 50 miles to get gas when he doesn't need gas. That's a little much to me. But that's what I think they've done. They've taken the Stuckey's formula and they put it on steroids. It's the exact same thing with the pecan candies, and Stuckey's used to have the great hamburgers and people would stop to eat there. Just wasn't quite as big. But that's exactly what I see when I see a Buc-ee's. They've got some other things that they've added to it, but it's, to me, the old Stuckey's just a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, and whatever they've done, and I don't know if it was just market research or luck or what, but I remember years and years ago, someone that I knew was traveling back from Texas and called and said, hey, we're at Buc-ee's. I said, okay, what's that? Like, this is great store. Oh, my God, you got to come see this place. And they were just so excited about it and took pictures with the beaver and the whole thing. And, you know, I didn't get it. And I even went to a Buc-ee's, and I still didn't get it after going. But it doesn't bother me that I don't get it, and I'm glad other people enjoy it.
The same thing with me. If that's your cup of tea, go right ahead. We're going back to Europe at the end of the month. Been before, but we didn't go to Stonehenge, and I understand, you know, the history of it and all of that, but it's a destination place, so I'm going to Europe to go see a bunch of rocks, but that's what everybody says you got to do when you go to Europe, so it kind of feeds on itself, I believe.
Yeah, that so back to I that think, FOMO thing, fear of missing out.
Yeah, that's exactly
if
what
other
it
people
is.
Love it, I should love it too, and honestly,
I
that's why
love it too.
Yeah, that's why I went the first time. I never was going to go out of my way. We took a couple of road trips and there weren't any Buc-ee's on the way after I first heard of it, but then when we went to Pigeon Forge one year, there's a Buc-ee's right there. And I said, okay, it's literally right here at this exit. I don't have to go the wrong way to get there, or, you know, whatever. So I went. And I enjoyed it. It was fine. You know, it was whatever. But I wasn't raving about it afterwards. But then I told people that, and they all tried to convince me why I should love it. You know, they told me about the Bucky's Nuggets. They told me about the brisket sandwiches. They told me about the amazing fudge. Everyone mentioned the clean bathrooms. And so a lot of people love it. I guess just, Mac, you and I are not in that number.
Yeah, to each his own.
Yeah. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Someone just texted in and said, the ice at Bucky's. The ice? What's special about the ice? I mean, I know. Okay, is it like, I know some people who love, what's the drive-in place with the foot-long conies? Sonic. Yeah, I know a lot of people love the ice at Sonic because it's small and round. But what, wait, is this a commercial that you're playing, Coleman? Or is this a, oh, so these people make Bucky's songs and post them to the internet.
Now people are making their own Bucky's theme song. This one's done by AI, actually.
An AI Bucky's song. All right. Someone explain to me the ice. What is it about the ice at Bucky's? All right. Keep the text coming. 504-260-1870. We'll talk about anything you want, though. Why did the president of the United States feel like he had to call out the National Guard even without a governor's blessing? And what are the legal questions surrounding that? Do you support using the National Guard like this? Using the U.S. military to control protesting crowds? 504-260-1870. We'll put that on the menu too here on W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
UWL. Text comes in on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. My 6-year-old and 3-year-old girls start chanting, Bucky's, Bucky's, when we start seeing the signs. I don't walk out of there without spending $400 every time. Wow. Another said, going to Buc-ee's is like saying you went to Trader Joe's, back in the day, I guess. Another says, it's a gas station, no more, no less. I'll pass. It is a fascinating economic study to me because it is an unadulterated success story. While not all of us love it, clamor for it, gotta have it, go out of our way to get it, lots and lots of people do. And they have been very successful in building a very loyal following and using largely word of mouth from one person to another to tell them how great it is, to get them to come. And anytime you go to a Buc-ee's day or night, anytime I've ever been in a Buc-ee's day or night, and I've stopped at different times, it's always packed. There's always huge crowds. And there's always a huge staff there serving everybody who's there, cleaning the bathrooms, preparing the sandwiches, cutting the fudge, doing all of those things. They're a success. Now, Pierre pointed out they may also be a drain on local businesses. They may hurt small, locally owned businesses. Interestingly, Buc-ee's does not franchise. Every store is owned by the Buc-ee's ownership. And I had no idea, by the way, earlier this hour, that Arch Applin, who goes by the nickname Beaver, I had him on the phone. I thought I was getting the guy dressed as the Beaver. I'm like, okay, we're going to talk to the mascot now. I had Bill Lavers made that more clear to me, and I'm not blaming him, that I was talking to the founder of Buc-ee's. I probably would have asked a better question. That having been said, congratulations to him and finding a model that works and paying everybody who works there very well, sharing the wealth and the profit with the person, people who help you make that money. That's commendable. Now, do you not like them because they're big? Do you not like them because they're not locally owned and that the ownership is all corporate? I can understand that argument, and we can talk to an economist further about that, but they sure seem pretty excited about having it over there in Harrison County, Mississippi. They sure seem to think that overall it is going to help generate more tax revenue, help generate higher income levels, and help overall make life better for folks on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And that's fine. Again, I don't hate Buc-ee's. I don't dislike Buc-ee's. It doesn't do for me what it does for so many other people. Somebody else just texted in saying they have clean bathrooms. End of discussion. Well, we don't have to end the discussion there, but I think that goes a long, long way. And traveling a lot, been in some pretty gross bathrooms, and I think a lot of people hate disgusting bathrooms. So that may be a good place to start the discussion in terms of why they're so successful. Back after this. Dave, they have very cheap gas, one person texts. Another says it's $2.37 a gallon at Buc-ee's. All right, cheap gas, clean bathrooms, good food. You see how it all works out. I guess it's just a matter of how much time you want to take getting those things and if it's worth it to you to make the stop. And it is clearly worth it to lots and lots and lots of people because Buc-ee's keeps opening more locations and they keep doing very, very well. Two are coming to Louisiana, one in the Lafayette area and the other in the Ruston area. So if you travel that way, you have that to look forward to. You have to look forward to Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, coming up next. He always brings some fascinating conversation here to the Newell Norman Show, and today will be no different. We'll get him to sound off on the latest U.S. jobs report and what he calls stealth inflation in car pricing. He'll also answer your financial questions about how to best to make money in this current economy. 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Start calling in and texting in your questions for Guy now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.